Welcome to Conscious Conversations with Joan and Janet. Joan and Janet are subtle energy empaths in the field of consciousness. Their passion is to support your evolutionary growth and change. Join them as they talk about our individual and collective evolutions. Explore what living consciously with energetic awareness means in our daily lives. Access with them a state of grace. There is no time, no space. Feel the warmth and acceptance and opening into infinite possibilities. Combining a broad collection of modalities and personal experiences, they share with humility and humor their appreciation for the body, mind, spirit connections that we call life. Now, here is Joan Newcomb and Janet Barrett.
Welcome to Conscious Conversations with Joan and Janet. We're your co-hosts. I'm Joan Newcomb, coming to you from Tacoma, Washington, and my partner, Janet Barrett, is coming to you from Portland, Oregon.
Hello, everyone. So nice to be with you again.
Today on Conscious Conversations, we are talking about pets and consciousness.
What energetic... And probably a whole bunch of other stuff, too.
Because all that and the kitchen sink. So what energetic place that pets hold in our lives? And when our pets pass on, where do they go? Yes, and many other things.
Yeah, we have lots of things. My cat, Kookie, who's been part of the show for the last year, passed away last week. So we won't have her crying in the background anymore, but she's singing up on the hillside where we buried her. So she's present, and she's tapped into our stories, right? Yeah. And where we are with our stories in our lives, and how our pets and companions are our teachers and lovers, because they just love us, and all that relationship is about. So we'll explore that today.
Yeah, how they hold a bigger space in our lives than we might suspect.
Yeah. Yeah. No. We're very fortunate when we have something to love like that, so...
Yeah.
All right. So what we talk, we want to let everybody know about what you've got going on in your world. Certainly you've got your...
Sure. I'll slide on down. Yes, I have, my website is joan-newcomb.com, and I have a lot of fun things coming up. The most recent thing that's coming up is this weekend in Seattle on Sunday, the 29th of November, at the Ballard Library. I am doing a free Conscious Conversations meetup. And that's at 3, I don't know if that's 3 o'clock. I think it's actually at 1:45. Go to my website, joan-newcomb.com, to find out about that one. And then in Tacoma, I'm doing one at 4 o'clock at the Wheelock Library in Proctor on the 12th of December. And then on the 13th of December, I'm doing a very special meetup. It's Discover Your Purpose and Regain Your Passion. That's on the 13th of December at the Finney Neighborhood Center. And that is more information is on my website about that. I also have a teleseminar about the same thing on December 7th at 2 o'clock. Lots of stuff, joan-newcomb.com. How about you, Janet?
Well, let's see. I've got my meetup Tuesday evenings that people can come and join in Heart Space, the Sacred Sound on Tuesday nights. You can check out my website at janetandbeyond.com and see about signing up, subscribing on our websites. For both Joan and I write weekly about life and offer little things going on, and you can participate in that. And I do want to mention before I forget that please, you can call in today and share your stories that you have with your loved ones, and we'll just have a big love fest here.
Great. So what are they calling, Janet?
They're going to call in 1-888-627-6008 to talk, because we are recording live. And we always do like to hear from you. So if you're not available to call in, please contact us on Facebook at our site there and Twitter. And we also have a YouTube channel, so you can catch the shows podcast-wise there.
Right. So a little more details with that is our Twitter handle is Joan and Janet. And then on Facebook, you can find us at Conscious Conversations with Joan and Janet. You can find Janet on Facebook at Janet Barrett. And you can find me either at Joan Newcomb is my fan page, or you can find me on Joan Marjorie Newcomb is my other page. So lots of ways to get in touch with us. And also you can email us at Conscious with Joan and Janet. Not the conversations, that made the email too long. So Conscious with Joan and Janet. And if you want to join us on our conference call on Thursday, December 17th, you can email Conscious with Joan and Janet as well. To join us.
Yeah, lots of different ways to participate. So if you're not local to either Joan in Tacoma or me in Portland, Oregon, you can join us on the conference call, and we have a great time. We always have pertinent information, and we always go deep. It's quite lovely. So please participate that way. So where are we going today? We're going to talk about animals and heart.
Yes.
Okay, everybody's got a heart, and everybody's... I can't say that everybody has a pet, but I bet everybody's had an association with a pet, of somebody's pet, and pet means something. I think the book says domesticated animal that you can bring into your home that is your companion.
Well, you know, I'll have to say I also act as if my houseplants are pets.
Well, that's true. You know, I mean, we have to be a little more open about our definition, I think. You could have a pet rock, right?
Yeah. You know, or your, you know, it's your tree outside in the yard, but we have lots, or a wall.
Yeah. Wherever you can register energy, I think that works. Our parents, our husbands, our children, they can all be pets too. You know, I mean, it's something that you can love and it loves you back. Now, and isn't that what we want? Something that we foster this and create this relationship in our own mind. And, you know, lots of people have snakes or, you know, things you wouldn't necessarily ascribe a warm and cuddly relationship with, but maybe a snake you can. I don't want to go there, but
well, yeah, reptiles can have a very adorable side to them. I think did I send you that video of the chameleon catching bubbles?
Oh, that sounds great. Yeah. So if you've had a relationship with an animal of some sort or something that you would describe that would gave you love back, please give us a call and we'll be happy to talk about that. And consciousness, because what is all that about? It's about forming connections. It's about being in a flow. It's about allowing yourself to love something that doesn't look like you. And sometimes that's the trick, you know, or the trap. And if it looks, and how appropriate is that in today's society? If it looks warm and friendly and cuddly, we respond differently than if it doesn't. But outsides are just outsides. It's not the intent inside at all. So we want to see about how we relate to in life and information around us. And is it user-friendly? So... And I can feel my cat, she just curled up.
So
energy just showed up in the corner of the sofa. Great.
Isn't that great? Yes. So yeah. That's, you know, if you feel your cat or your pet or you think wistfully about them, they are probably showing up in your reality. It's you know, my mother's cat died, you know, 10, 15 years before, and there was still, you could hear her climbing up the stairs. You know, we found a bunch of cat hair in one of the drawers under the television. It was just wild. It's still present in that house.
Totally. Well, maybe we should take a commercial break now, and we'll get into heart space and share all we have about it.
Great.
Creatures of love.
You're listening to Conscious Conversations with Joan and Janet, and stay tuned. We're talking about pets and consciousness, like Janet just said, in the state of grace as soon as we come back.
Are you ready to take a quantum leap in your life? Joan Newcomb is a conscious mastery coach who empowers you to navigate life from your own inner wisdom using energy techniques. Contact her through her website, joan-newcomb.com, and take conscious mastery of your life today. That's joan-newcomb.com. You are listening to Conscious Conversations with Joan and Janet. To reach our program, please send questions and comments to Conscious with Joan and Janet at gmail.com. That's conscious with Joan and Janet at gmail.com. Now, back to Conscious Conversations with Joan and Janet.
Welcome back. You're listening to Conscious Conversations with Joan and Janet. I'm your host, Joan, along here with Janet, and we are talking about pets and consciousness.
Yeah. So, you know, I think let's drop into heart's bait first, and we'll hold the intention about those things that we've loved, and maybe in the past, maybe the ones we love now, maybe the ones coming. So I think that might be a good place to start. So, all right, everybody. So wherever you are in your life in this moment and listening to us, whatever time and space that might be, just relax. Put aside whatever has been occupying yourself, and maybe just allow yourself before you drop in to hold a focus of those things that you've loved, those things, those people, those creatures, those pets that you've loved and are in love with and celebrate life with and provide companionship and mentoring and all the different things we can gather from sharing our space with creatures of all different kinds. Just would it be nice to be able to hold that in warmth, and especially in time in the holidays and in the coolness and in the whatever's going on in society. It's nice to know we're loved. So there we go. Just let it out and allow yourself. That's really nice. See, that's really nice. People are just really getting comfortable with seeping down into themselves. And just notice the breath. There we go. So we can target the heart as a physical place. There we go. Thank it for beating. And then just expand. And that's an inward expansion always, though it may feel outward. An inward expansion into the emotional terrain. And notice what's going on there when you think about those that you love. So no attachment. Just let it be information. Let it be brilliant or dull or whatever it is. Don't judge it. Just allow yourself to notice your emotional states. And you can have more than one at the same time. There we go. And just keep relaxing. And find yourself into the core, the essence of all, where we are one, where you and I and those around you and the things around you are just bits and pieces of information, where our stories can kind of break down. And anything that feels hard and rigid and stuck is just softening. And feel the collective there. Encourage yourself to go to this place only in your awareness, because you're there always anyway. It's just your awareness comes and goes. All right, Miss Joan, what do you notice?
Well, I had a couple of things that were going by as you were talking. And one thing I was aware of is, you know, the grief that comes up when a pet passes. And I know for me is that it's not just that animal passing. It'll trigger all the events, maybe of that animal's lifetime, if they, you know, live 16, 20 years or something like that, but or it'll trigger all the losses that we've had. So, you know, it's not just that pet. As much as we love it, it may not just be that pet. It might also be, you know, the loss of a parent, the loss of a divorce. You know, there'll be other losses that this will open up and come out of us.
Well, there's certainly that. We want to honor that. And I know Cookie was such a character. We shared 17 years together and went through great upheaval in our personal stories. We had a lot of health issues in this household. So she was the companion for all of that. And you know how animals can take on people's stuff because we all have different roles to play and we all have consciousness. And so her consciousness was had her as my companion to share for that those that lifetime, I guess. And so there's not, for me, and with her in particular, because we had had other pets, because I'm 61, and I think I've always had a cat or a dog or something present in my life since I was a teenager. They're so enriching. You know, there isn't, for me, a sense of deep mourning, because we went through so much already. And it was all about the joy of life, you know. So people have seen her around since she's passed. We put her body on the hillside, and she's overlooking us. And, you know, I feel so, you know, there is the sadness, certainly, but there is this great, tremendous, oh, how sweet of you to join me kind of experience, too.
Yes.
You know.
And isn't that the, you know, as sensitive, isn't that the... I don't want to say dichotomy. There's a conundrum, yeah, or something. It's like we're having a grieving process, and we also know and sense that they're still there.
Totally. And she had taken on a lot of the physical symptomology in this household. My husband had cancer. She developed cancer. All my tricky little illnesses. She had interesting things. And there was such a sense of peace. And she told me when it was time to go, because that was part of her agreement. And she was really acting out. And I went, and I talked to my animal communicator friend who said, yeah, no, it's time. And I went, okay, you know, because you get in your own way. And so we took her in, and we had a 3-hour process at the emergency clinic. I'm like, oh, my God. And that was fine, too, because that gave us time to deal with it and be present. And my husband's a mental health therapist. So I would hope that we're both, you know, well balanced in you know, in being present with her, and which I think we were. And there was that they give her 2 injections, and the first one is a sedative, and then the second one slows the heart down. Well, that all that first sedative had to do was hit her field. I don't even think it was in her body. She had a catheter, and her eyes rolled back, and she went down. And I went, ah, there she goes. He didn't even get the second one in, and she had passed. And what was present was this great state of rest. And I went, oh, you don't have to do this anymore. So really on the heels of all that was this, oh, she was so relaxed. And that was what the prevalent emotion was for both of us in watching, being with her, you know. And you go, oh, what a good life. Look how hard that was. Yeah, I mean, how much. So, and the vet said, whoa, you know, when they go like that, they were ready to go. She'd just been hanging on for me, which is true, what she'd been doing. So.
Yeah, you know, that was something else I was going to bring up. You touched on how animals and plants, I have green leafy pets as well as other pets, will absorb, yeah, the energy in a place. And that's kind of, you know, as healers, that's what they do. They take on. And there's no ethics about that. And the animals themselves also have no ethics about when it's time for them to go.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's usually us. And I think you referred to this, you know, it's usually us that are holding on to them longer than, so often, you know, animals will run away really in order to die.
Oh, and, yeah.
You know, yeah. Or I remember I was telling you the story that years ago when I was going through clairvoyant training, a couple brought their dog in who had cancer, and they healed that dog and the cancer went away. And then, you know, a few days later, the dog ran in front of a car. So it was time for that dog to go, you know. And I had a dog recently that came down with cancer in the midst of a lot of emotional stuff. And we had got a very expensive operation. And the cancer went away for 2 years, but then we brought the dogs back east to when my mother was dying, and, you know, stuff all came up again. So, you know, I think, I have a feeling that it would have been more humane to have let him go, I don't know necessarily the first time, but a lot earlier than we did, you know. So the animals themselves, because they're still around, you know, it's like doing them a favor and they're not in pain anymore, and then you would get to have a whole new relationship with them.
Well, I think what you're tapping into is that all of us are just consciousness. And it doesn't matter what form we take, it's all consciousness. And so we see that with humans. You know, we cure them, or we help them heal, or we see them resolve an illness. And then they turn around and it comes right back. And it, you know, because that's their sense of consciousness at play. So, and so we think it's different when it shows up in a rock or a leaf or in a cat, and it's really not. It's just what connection. And I wanted to hold her more. My ego wanted to hold her, right? I needed that connection with her. Well, the cat was not a cat that you could hold. She never wanted to be held. She totally was a lap dog, and she was totally on my hip, literally, and she's on my feet for 17 years. But it was always at her choice, right? And you know, to hold her didn't do anything for her. So it was like, to the end, she was true to herself, right? So I had to appreciate that and honor that about her.
Yeah, I don't know why that reminded me of my mother with Alzheimer's, but my mother, she didn't like being touched, and I was feeling very maternal towards her, and she'd get kind of mad at me. So.
Yeah, right. You know, I mean, so, and I think being present is the trick when you understand, oh, okay, I would like that. And I think that's what love is, right? I would like that, but that's not what you want or need right now. And being okay with that, and being okay to say, oh, well, just for a moment, here, okay, there, I got it. And now you can go back to being what you need. And that's how you serve each other, which we were doing all the time. And she was a hoot. I mean, you know, she very much responded to the energy in the home and when clients here and coming to group. And in the last year, she was showing up at group. She'd sit next to me in our big red chair, and she'd crack up people because she'd just come strolling in at just the right moment, you know. And before that, she didn't want anything to do with anybody. She was very much quiet. On her own, but yeah. So for all of you who have loved something or someone, or two-legged, four-legged, no legs, whatever it might be, just notice. Do you remember them with warmth? Do you remember them with mourning? All of it's all right.
Yeah.
Some people don't like pets because they know they're only going to live a certain amount of life. And I think loss and stuff is real in the world. And you, to deny yourself that pleasure, whether it's a human being or whether it's an animal, it seems kind of silly to me.
Well, it's interesting to look at our attachments, and you know, so some people aren't pet people and some people aren't plant people, you know, but but their car may have a name.
Yes. And they're out there fondling her every week, washing her, right?
Exactly. So they're having a very intimate relationship with their car.
Yeah. Exactly. We can love anything. And that's the truth of it. We can love anything. And so just notice that. What do you love? What are you willing to share your time and energy with? Yeah.
I remembered the other thing I was going to bring up, which is that, you know, this is about pets and consciousness, and that pets have consciousness and plants have consciousness, that, you know, consciousness creating this reality, so there is consciousness in everything. And so, you know, the cat, they're not helpless victims in our household, you know, absorbing our pains and aches and whatever. They have created that reality being there as well. You know, so we are co-creating our reality with our pets, and our pets are co-creating reality with us. And if, you know, if they didn't like the circumstances, they'd get themselves killed a lot earlier. So that'll get some cards and letters, but go ahead.
Yeah. Well, I think so. You know, I mean, you meet the animals that wander into your life. You meet the animals that you buy, you know, the purebreds or whomever, and with intention. And then you meet the animals that you go to the Humane Society or whatever services there are, and you go, oh, let me rescue you, right? And just because that's the name on the building, the rescue, and your intention is to, will eventually be to rescue something, we're all in different mind states with that. Animals aren't necessarily got rescue me labeled on them, but they go, okay, I get to share with you, because they don't really track the past so much, I don't think. I think creatures are very present, and I could be wrong in that, but I don't know. My cat.
I was thinking off the top of my head, I would say the same thing, and then I think of animals, because both my dogs recently were rescues. And, you know, you get rescues and they've got, you don't know what their background is.
Mm-hmm.
They will have reactions to things mm-hmm. based on their background. So it's not that they track the past consciously, but they'll carry forward their own traumatic circumstances as well.
Totally.
I had a dog once that was a breeder for, it was a beagle, and it had been a breeder for a hunting pack. And I didn't realize when I got her that one, she hadn't been in the house very much, so she wasn't housebroken, and she was five. And the other thing is that, you know, she'd been beaten. She was not treated well by the hunter. And that poor nervous wreck of a dog couldn't really connect with anyone. And it was a real challenge. I discovered, you know, I am not that kind of mama. And it broke my heart, because I also believe, you know, we make agreements when we bring animals into our lives. It should be a lifelong agreement. And mm-hmm. for that one, I felt that she would be better served by somebody who was more equipped to handle that kind of animal. I need my dog's already housebroken.
Well, and then maybe you're just the messenger, the middleman in that.
Yes.
You know, we don't always know what role we play, and which is just fine, you know, because then anything can happen and we can allow it to happen. Because if we knew ahead of time, we wouldn't do that, or knew that, you know, we had some kind of thought about it. And I know there's been different times we had, I've had great animals, and we had one that was the veterinary kept as a blood donor. That was what they would say to justify keeping her, was it? So she came with a really special set, but she was just absolutely gorgeous, looked like my cat, and she was a female version of my male cat, and he was slowing down. So I said, okay, well, let's take her, right? And so here's an animal that's been drained of blood regularly, and and so she was kind of definitely an interesting little beast, and I mean beast in the nicest sort of way. And you adapt, or you make you know we all adapt, right? But they don't necessarily have an agenda that says you have to love me. And that it maybe is the difference between cats and dogs, because we've had both. And just watch her, and it allows you to stretch. I didn't have children. A lot of people have children to practice all those mothering things with.
A lot of people have dogs to practice before they have kids too.
So. Yes, try it with a gerbil first, you know, see how that works. And so it was just really interesting. And what I wanted to have happen, and that they would love each other and they would be companions, didn't happen. These two cats could care less for each other. So there you go. You know what I want. So it's good learning, and good moments. Yeah, I think I've buried animals everywhere I've lived. They're plotted everywhere. I put plant bushes over them. You know, I do that kind of stuff. So they go back to being food.
Yeah, and it doesn't. I don't think it matters to them where they're left behind. You know, I think they still show up in your reality.
Well, and I got pictures. You know, they're all. It's like, oh right, okay, I remember. Yeah, no, they're great.
Do you think that animals reincarnate?
Do I think animals what?
Reincarnate.
Well, why not? I mean, you know, if you're into reincarnation, why wouldn't an animal, you know?
Well, I mean, and you know, and I've shifted in my awareness of reincarnation, but years and years and years ago, I was with my first husband, and he had his parents' dog, Shotzi, who was this German Shepherd, and he'd inherited when his parents had died. And this dog was really ancient when I first came in on the scene. And then, you know, her back legs started going out, and she was incontinent, and he couldn't bring himself to put this poor dog down. And so she was relegated to the basement.
And oh, jeepers.
I remember having a conversation with this dog while I was doing laundry, and I said, you know, Shotzi, you know, why don't you die? It's really fine dying. It's really painless. And you could come back as a puppy for my birthday. And I looked over and her eyes were closed. And so I ran out of the house. I was gone for 4 hours. And the dog did not die at that moment. But the next day, my then boyfriend, you know, took her to the vet. And they thought she'd been hit by a car. She looked so bad. And she was put down. And then I totally forgot about it. And I got myself a puppy for my birthday 4 months later. And years later, I suddenly realized, oh, honey is Shotzi, you know. And there was a similar completion. This dog lived to be 16 years old. But there was a interesting similarities towards the end of her life that were similar to Shotzi's end of life. So there was a kind of a karmic thing that was really had more to do with my then husband than me. So.
Well, you never know how, I mean, you know, if you're going to be in those belief systems, it doesn't just work one direction. You can have karma between families. You can have numbers to them, or it works all kinds of different ways. It's not always just you to your ex-husband, per se. It's agreements. You can have all different kinds of different directions. So certainly, why not? Maybe, you know, maybe that's all it was about. I mean, that's totally possible. It was just you and the dog in a different transition spot. You know, you gave her an approval that maybe she wasn't getting from those people around her. And who knows? I do know with my dad who passed this summer, and that's my father, since we're talking passing over. And my brother had moved in with him 10 years ago and had a Houston who was a golden lab. And Dad and the lab walked 3 times a day up and down the hillside. And Houston was this incredible dog, and he was there for my father. And we knew as Dad was getting older and the time was going on that when that dog went, that my father would be in a different place. He wouldn't know necessarily what to do. And he wouldn't have any reason to walk and things like that. And that golden retriever this summer was 16 years old. Golden labs, you know, they don't, 16 years, that's old for a lab. And we were there early in the spring, and Houston was skin and bones. Dad was down to skin and bones, these three. You'd have to carry him down the stairs in order to walk on the hill. And finally, I just said, Houston, and I just sat with him, and I just said, you know, you have done such a wonderful job taking care of Dad. And I said, but when it's time for you to go, you need to go. And a week later, he passed. 2 weeks later, 3 weeks later, my dad passed. And when my dad slipped into a coma, there was a dog from across the street that started barking. And when my dad passed over, the dog barked immediately. And so we knew that Dad and Houston were out there having a good time and that they'd be together. And, you know, I think all of us have so many different stories that kind of fit like that. And, you know, you allow yourself to experience the wonder and miracle of life and the synchronicity that can show up. Yeah, good stuff. What you got there, Joan?
You didn't hear me. I was saying some incredible stuff just
No, I didn't hear a sound at all.
I was muted because I had to sneeze. So I was saying that it was that, you know, it is all the same. People or pets, and we assign pets and we'll assign plants certainly at a different level of consciousness. Mm-hmm. And really that it's all consciousness from the perspective of consciousness, and they're all equally as capable, and it's an identical experience. When somebody passes, you know, their essence is still there. They've rejoined all that is, but their essence is still there. And the same thing with pets. And, you know, and we get really attached to bodies, so we'll watch bodies breaking down. And there's stories about the circumstance that we'll participate in as everything is falling apart. And really, it's just the way that person is dismantling their story as they're rejoining the all that is that they are.
Well, you could, and in all those examples that I was articulating, there was just such peace. Mm-hmm. Life was challenging, and it was challenging on a physical place, and that's certainly part of my story, right? And I had to fight for life, and I had to do those things, and there was a lot of pain in it. And in the last several years, there hasn't been the pain as I do consciousness technologies and recognize that myself as consciousness. I don't, that element has fallen away. But the story's still there. You know, the repercussions have been playing out. And so to see, to be present where I am now in my life, and to have the honor of being with those that were important to me and will always be important to me, but finally be at peace and at rest. And I mean that in the deepest sense, that I mean, I don't think I could ever relax like that. And that was the whole thing. My father could never relax like that. The cat can never relax like that. That's just what was present. And so it was just like, oh, God, they don't have to fight anymore. And we honor that, right? So I don't really have a lot of deep, deep, you know, angst and unresolvedness, because I get to witness life transitioning itself that way. And it's just a beautiful thing. Yeah. It's just been really nice. What would it be like to live today, right in this moment, in a state of relaxation? What if things just flowed? What if what you were inspired to do came from within a state of relaxation? I mean, we all would love to live like that. We don't, most of us don't know what I'm talking about. You know, you feel your blood pumping, you do all that. But, and what is it like if it was from a state of relaxation? That's what I've gained. I don't want to be dead to reach that state, to know that. It's not a sense of death. It was a sense of relaxation. Wow, that's huge.
Yeah. It's like you let go and you're in the now.
Yes.
In the present moment.
Yeah. And there was such a regalness present after my dad's passing, right? In those moments. And I even took a picture, and my husband was like, what are you doing? And I'm like, would you look at him? He is so regal. He finally shed the ego that said he was this and that and the other thing. And all that was present was this dignity. And I thought, and he would never have, he valued dignity very much in his life, but I don't know that he saw himself that was compromised a lot. And so that's what was present in the cat. She was just like bliss. And I'm like, oh my God, that felt so precious and good to be witnessing that for them and for myself. And to realize, no, I want that now. I want to know that now. Right.
Yeah. Well, that's, and that's what's real.
Yeah.
You know, we think that we have to be stressed out about something. We think, you know, we think we have to be, regretting the past or anticipating the future. And what reality really is being right here, right now. And that's how, when you can manifest, that's when you can experience, that's when you and your body are completely lined up. And that's where there's the least amount of pain, if any pain, in the now.
Right, right. There's no resistance, right? Now, there's always going to be underlying, there's peristaltic action, there's constriction and expansion. I mean, that's what the body needs to move things. But outside of that, and there's gravity and there's centrifugal force and there are these dynamics that we embody each. But there can be in all that a rhythm to it. And at our deepest level, as we know ourselves, that's present. But we get so cluttered with about our thinking and other people's thoughts and identity and stuff. And you go just back to the pure essence. That is about as simple as it gets. You are alive. And then we build this great complexity about it. And the complexity comes from our thoughts. We interact and we think things and we organize things and we feel things and then we run from things. And we were having this great discussion earlier about your astrologer who's your new astrologer fella who's into that feeling matters, you know, makes matters and stuff. And I think all that's just the dynamic and the mystery of being human. Your consciousness is humanity. All those ways to experience information.
See, I don't know if I would say consciousness is humanity, but humanity is consciousness.
Yeah. Consciousness showing up as humanity.
Yeah, but you see, but consciousness is everything. So consciousness right. encompasses everything. And see what so if you say humanity is consciousness, it's limiting.
Right. No, I totally meant to say that as conscious as experiencing itself as humanity.
Yeah.
Right.
And now, you know,
because my cat was conscious and she's not human.
Exactly. So your pets right. are conscious, you know, and you said this earlier about, you know, you could have a pet rock and there are beliefs that, you know, rocks have consciousness.
Well, everything has a vibratory level. Sure. Certainly. And the amount of consciousness present, I guess, is tied into the layer of vibrational input. I don't know what that's about.
Well, and that's, you know, if you think about it, consciousness is creating everything down to the smallest details. So consciousness is in everything, no yeah. matter how inanimate it may seem.
Yeah,
it is. It's a created by a greater intelligence that we are also.
I think that is what's key, and I think that's the envy we feel for Indigenous people who respect everything, you know, in their belief systems. Then that's a belief system. Like, everything's a belief system. So it's like, what if everything, and not man-created, but what if everything deserved respect as consciousness? Would we treat it different?
Yeah.
Would we, you know?
Indigenous people... And Indigenous people are more connected. I think that's what our envy is. It's that they're connected with the all that is, and they're connected with nature. And they're more. There's a lot of Indigenous people with a lot of different beliefs, but there's a unifying. Seems to be a unifying thing that they are also right in the present moment, usually with stuff.
Yeah.
Let's get lots of letters from Indigenous people.
Well, letters are nice, you know. It means someone's listening or paying attention, so we don't call that. We're just two women having an experience, people.
We're multidimensional beings that have manifested, yeah. including many things, other things, female bodies.
Tracking information in so many different ways, and the only reason I say women is because that does give us a particular slant. So just notice, everyone, it's probably time to start coming back. And what it is that you notice now, different from what you noticed before. And just bring your awareness back. And be thankful that you have memories that you can select through, realizing that your current emotional terrain affects that memory. So just notice. Notice the emotions And open your awareness back to your heart level. And feel it beat in appreciation. And as you come back to street level, just know that the awareness is there always, whether you're aware or not, that you are one, that we are one, and that we're connected always. And that whatever and whomever you were remembering or being present with is still alive on some layer and some level to be enjoyed.
And I invite you all to hold that space that you're experiencing now. We've come out of heart space, you're at street level, but you can still have that wonderful feeling within. And we have to stop for a commercial break, but stay tuned because we've been talking about pets and consciousness in a state of grace.
Would you like a fresh approach to the challenges you're dealing with? Janet Barrett is a subtle energy empath. Feeling the energies present in your myths and language, she offers a supportive, non-judgmental viewpoint. Experience new ways to relate to and release the energies in those stories. Receive a $25 discount on your first session. Email Janet for an appointment at janetb@janetandbeyond.com. Come explore with Janet. New possibilities for a joy-filled life.
You are listening to Conscious Conversations with Joan and Janet. To reach our program, please send questions and comments to consciouswithjoanandjanet@gmail.com. That's consciouswithjoanandjanet@gmail.com. Now, back to Conscious Conversations with Joan and Janet.
Welcome back. You're listening to Conscious Conversations with Joan and Janet. I'm your host, Joan. We're along here with Janet, and we've been talking about pets and consciousness and a lot of other things, too.
You know, I'm tracking, there's a, it's very restful. Yay. There's sadness.
Yeah.
And there is, I know in my life, I've had many blessings, and in one of them is the people that I have met along my journey and my companions and pets, I'll call companions, along the way. And I'm just so grateful and appreciative of all that we've ever been through and that we do move on. And they were at that part of my journey and I'm at this part of my journey, so I welcome the next who will come. Right. And I think that's where I want to put my mourning and my solace and all that. That's how I want to do that. That's appreciation of who we were together and where we move on to. And they may take a different path than me now, but we're still present. So I would offer people that who have go through a lot of attachment and are having challenges with it.
Yeah. Yeah.
Well, you've had several animals, right, John?
Oh, I have yeah. Tons and tons and tons of my kids, and we went through animals like crazy. So, no.
And
yeah.
You moved a lot, so you had to let go of your animals at different times and.
Yeah, growing up, we moved every two to three years, two to five years, actually, to different countries. So we left animals behind. And then with my kids were little, you know, besides dogs and cats and guinea pigs and rabbits and, mm-hmm. you know, hamsters and gerbils and fish. And so... So that I tend to be a little bit more matter of fact, simply, you know, about the passing of animals because there's been so many, and I think I mirrored my mother, who was, oh, we have to leave the Lhasa Apso behind in India because we're moving back to the United States, you know. So, but the awareness that they are still aware as consciousness, they're still around as consciousness, and their bodies are no longer in pain, I feel, is of comfort. And mm-hmm. the same thing I felt with people passing is that it's an opportunity to have a relationship with them on a whole different level, mm-hmm. you know, beyond mm-hmm. whatever. I learned that many years ago with a friend who passed, and, you know, the relationship afterwards is great. It could not have been that way based on different personality quirks, could not have been that way when they were in body. So, yeah, that, you know, that's a story for a whole other conscious conversations. At this time, I want to remind folks that you can hear from us. We love hearing from you, and you can connect with us outside of the radio show by joining us on Facebook at Conscious Conversations with Joan and Janet. You can follow us on Twitter at Joan and Janet. You can follow me on Twitter at Joan Newcomb. You can email us at consciouswithjoanandjanet@gmail.com with your questions and suggestions, and we'll respond to them on the air. And also, you can subscribe to us on YouTube. You can look us up as Conscious Conversations with Joan and Janet, and we've got all the shows are going on to YouTube, and you can just binge watch us there.
Yeah, let's support binging.
And what about you? There's many ways to binge watch or binge.
Yeah.
So how about you, Janet? What about your website?
Oh, my website at janetandbeyond.com, and you, if you can sign up for our newsletters, you can get a $25 discount on your first session with me. And then you also have, I'll send you an Enjoying Life treatise that I've written. So you can put that on your refrigerator or something to remind you tips for what the glory and wonder of being alive is all about. And I also want to offer this. For all my awarenesses of my relationship with my cat, my husband had a different relationship with my cat. And I call it my cat, because he would refer to her as my cat. And that right there tells you something, right? And there can be the difference. And my husband was always so good about being present. But Cookie was very verbal. And she had one tone, and she would use it all the time. And so my husband dealt with her in the mornings when he'd get up at 6 to make his coffee. And in these last couple of years, she was wanted her food before he got his coffee. And so they had this relationship. And he supported her because she supported me. And
Janet?
Yeah, is it time for us to go?
Well, no, I just didn't get to talk about my, I didn't get to talk about my website or anything.
Oh, I'm sorry. Oh, I'm so sorry. You see, I'm sitting here just restful bliss.
Restless,
go for it.
blissing with your cat, no longer needing to change litter
boxes. We had a great time. If you want more details, email me.
Great. Yes. And go on her website to subscribe to her weekly writings, because they are, there's a lot about the cat this week. And her website is Janet. andbeyond.com. My website is joan-newcomb.com. I have a Discover Your Purpose and Passion workshops coming up. You can find out about that. You can also find out about my other meetups in Seattle and Tacoma that are coming up as well. And if you go to my website, you can sign up. Actually, you can sign up for my writings and get a quiz on finding out what your purpose is in, here, and what your passion is.
And she's got lots of passion. She has great tips always. So be sure and share.
That's right. And actually, Tuesday and Thursdays, I put out videos on YouTube, Mystic Minutes. So you can get little mini consciousness trainings and concepts and philosophies there as well. So you can find me, Joan Newcomb, on YouTube, or look up Mystic Minute.
Great. So you guys can meet us in person. I mean, you can certainly meet Joan if you're in the Seattle area. She does a lot of meetups there. And then we got her webinars going. And you can do our free conference calling. And I'm going to start up my, groups will be coming up soon. I can feel it starting to organize itself over Skype, I think we're doing that. I'm trying to remember. Oh, free conference calling. That's when we're going to be doing it. So if you're interested in hanging, spending some time with me in a group, we're going to do, we'll do an hour session and really fine tune what it is to like to enjoy life. There's no reason not to enjoy life, people. I don't care what your belief systems are. That's a belief system. And
right.
Joan and I are here to tell you that you can enjoy life.
Right. So. And I'll just emphasize that if you want to connect with us and you're not in the area, we do have this monthly conscious conference call. It's on Thursday, December 17th at 7 o'clock. And you can email us, consciouswithjoanandjanet@gmail.com. And I tell you, it is up close and personal, getting the same experience that you're experiencing listening to our radio show, but up close and personal. And we have people who just bliss out listening to it.
Right. And it's so if whatever skill set and level you feel that you're at and you want assistance in a group situation, that's what that free conference call is all about. So there's no reason to say, oh, they do it, but I don't. No, we don't accept that. We're here to be helped and we enjoy helping. And I think you'll be richer for it. So.
And on that note, I'd like to let you know that you've been listening to Conscious Conversations with Joan and Janet. And I'm your host, Joan Newcomb. And
I'm Janet Barrett. And thank you, everyone, for spending your time with us again. We'll look forward to the next time.
Tune in next week, same time, same channels.
That's right. Live at 11 a.m. Pacific Standard. Or whatever we are in, Pacific time.
Bye.
Been listening to Conscious Conversations with Joan and Janet. Thanks so much for helping to co-create the show. No matter whether you're tuning in live or listening on demand, you energetically contribute to our collective experience. Joan and Janet love to hear from you and invite you to email your comments and ideas for them to explore each week. Contact them at consciouswithjoanandjanet@gmail.com. Tune in next Wednesday for another great show at 3 p.m. Pacific Time, 6 p.m. Eastern Time, and 10 p.m. UTC.